Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 12th day of December 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the third hour, Jarrett Murphy with his 10 unanswered questions. Of course, we've answered those questions. We can answer those for him today if you'd like to have them answered. About 9/11. Why did NORAD stand down? Why did Building 7 blow up with total precision? Why did many of these different things happen? We'll discuss his 10 points and many others, because 9/11 is a foundational, seminal, crossroads, flashpoint, zenith for current New World Order criminal activities. And we track those and chronicle those here on a daily basis, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. So that's in the third hour. In the second hour, remember the head of the major cable company and internet company in Knoxville, Tennessee, the chief officer there for that branch of the national company, Canology Inc.? Well, he simply believes in the New World Order. I mean, if you turn on the TV or read any globalist publication, they say one world government, total control, and he was very concerned about it and against the Iraq war. He's conservative, of course. And believes that we're slipping into Antichrist grip. And he just talked about this with some of his friends and others, and they said, that's it, you're fired. Not allowed to do that. So we have John Gilmore joining us. But John wrote two detailed letters going over what his beliefs are. And I agree with basically all of it. The reason I say basically all of it is both letters are, I don't know, 20 pages apiece, and I didn't read all of it. I scanned over most of it last Friday, and it's going to be posted today up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So you can see the letters that got Mr. Gilmore fired here in America, having your own views outside work, and you get fired. And the point is these companies will let you have whatever view you want. You can be a Zoroastrian or an animist, or you can believe in the tooth fairy and Chinese jet pilots from Mars, but if you start talking about real things, you are out the door in a big way. And this is dangerous. You know, we're the majority. The majority of people know something's wrong, know that we're losing our freedoms. The majority are against national ID cards and open borders and gun control. And we have to stop letting the minority boss us around and tell us we're bad and tell us what we can and can't do. So we'll talk about that coming up, and this will be of particular interest because we're on in the Knoxville area on our fine affiliate, WBCR, with Harry Grosschon doing a great job down there for so many years. Also, when we get back from break, FDA Paxil linked to birth defects. Here's another one. Doctors told not to prescribe Cerarat. And the age of autism, a pretty big secret. UPI has collated a comprehensive, conclusive report just absolutely proving that mercury fries children's brains. Now, it's not as if we needed another study to prove this, but now this is conclusive with a very large pool of children, and they're called the Amish, ladies and gentlemen. Autism is unknown. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these people. Absolutely zero. But then when you look at the few Amish that do happen to get shots in other communities, that's where it does pop up. And there's also a big medical clinic that's noticed people that don't have haven't taken vaccines never get it. So we're going to go over that for you. And I'll watch out. Police are dressing up like Santa Claus on highways and byways all over the country. They do it here in Austin sometimes. And trying to look in your car, see if there's something illegal when you're busy waving at old St. Nicholas. Old Satan Claus. So, and just, folks, there's so much more. I mean, it's just a massive broadcast lined up for you today. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our second segment, we do have two great guests coming up. The head of a major cable company, their branch division there in Knoxville, Tennessee, said he believed in a one-world government program of control, and so he was fired. That's in the second hour. Third hour, The Village Voice, big article, 10 unanswered questions. Of course, we have answered them, but at least they're now asking the questions. Why did Building 7 blow up? Why did NORAD stand down? And there's a lot of other questions they haven't asked, like why did all the public officials get called up to fly to New York that day? That is coming up in the third hour. I wanted to get into some warnings here for parents and, well, just the general public, period, about vaccines, about serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are just on their face, deadly poison, just extremely, extremely toxic. And then I want to talk some about Iraq. And, of course, take your phone calls. And so, first off, I'm going to talk about Iraq. Number one, they say you're a dirty commie rat. You are a devil-worshipping liberal in league with Beelzebub. if you do not mindlessly, totally support the war in Iraq and invading Iran and Syria. You're not even supposed to ask questions. You're not even supposed to say, hey, you guys fabricated out of the vice president's office yellow cake uranium documents, aluminum tube documents. I mean, there were over 100 fake reports. He's going to kill us in 45 minutes. He's got bioweapons. He's going to just on and on and on. And then the fear-mongering, we're passing the line of death. We're sure to be nerve-gassed. And don't worry, man, you'll be back by Christmas. You'll be back within 6 months, guaranteed. And then telling men who've already served sometimes 25 years, oh, we're automatic re-upping you. Or you only signed up for 5 years, we're going to keep you three more. Shut up, we're going to keep you in country for 3 years. Didn't even do that in World War II or Vietnam. You question that. You question all the bad things they're doing to the troops, how they're cutting their benefits. They really have given them screwed-up body armor that doesn't work. They really have given them Humvees that didn't have armor. Oh, they had enough of them, just the generals kept them in base for themselves. We've had General Karpinski on about that. And this isn't my opinion, folks. This is fact. But last night, I was driving back into work to do some work Sunday night. And I was listening to local radio, and I listened to about five of the callers, and it was literally, a guy calls in and goes, listen, I'm not a Democrat, first off. I consider myself a conservative. And George Bush is not a real conservative, and he's lied to us. And, now they claim it isn't about WMDs. Now they claim that it is about democracy. Now it's about freedom in Iraq. And he said, well, what about China? What about North Korea? What about all these African countries? This is baloney. Our government finances dictators and despots and groups that are very controlling all the time. And the host just basically said, okay, thank you, hung up on him and said, well, that's obviously one of those Democrats. These Democrats just can't be honest with how they are. I guess Bob Barr, very conservative voting record, saying we're in danger of martial law, in danger of a military dictatorship, and that Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. I guess he's secretly a Democrat, too. I guess Ron Paul is. We're just sneaking around. We're all secretly dirty commie rats. No, you are. It's Bush's administration, run by a bunch of admitted Trotskyites. That's their own books they've written. Again, though, the average person who's a neocon follower doesn't read books. Or they might read the third grade level and culture books that basically is the equivalent of stuff that kids hurl at each other in the playground. I'm not kidding. I've debated her on air. I've read her one of her books, two of them now, and it's very painful to read. The point is, then this other caller calls in. I served. I got a son over there, and I always talk in that voice because that's the voice they use. And the guy was so stupid. And the host says, oh, thank you for your service. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're so good. Oh. And the guy says, I don't believe that last guy was in the military. And the host is like, oh, you're probably right. Yeah, probably were. Yeah. And it was just all so partisan. And then he starts going into, we're doing a great job building roads, building bridges, helping those people. They love us. They love us. The controlled liberal media is just lying about our troops. I was in Vietnam, and it was the same thing then. We'd have won that war. We didn't lose that war. We would have won that war. Real split personality comments. If it wasn't for the media, the very media owned by the very defense companies that had you there by design to lose, to make as much profit as possible over 10 years, you mean those? But see, you love the very people that openly have said in documents from 83, 2000, 2002, that we're meant to lose. Let me give you the message. You're meant to be kept in a holding pattern. You're meant to be balkanized. We're all against each other, and we're meant to lose troops. We're meant to create trillions of dollars in profit for the globalists while they build their permanent UN bases, I-4 NATO bases in Iraq. That is the stated official plan. And then I heard it all throughout the weekend. That's what the movie Syriana covers. All of it is that they're just throwing in our face right now that all the government wants is to break Iraq up into 3 to 4 regions. And that was always the plan. It was never to bring democracy. These elections are totally staged. It's just local mullahs and strongmen that are put into power. And this is exactly what the New World Order wanted. So do not, please, when their own battle plan, when the Pentagon's real plan, I don't mean the ones they post on the White House website and tell you to go read. I mean the ones that aren't secret, but that don't get publicized, say that we're meant to lose. And that's finally popping up in major newspapers. I'm going to ask you a question again. Does the government and the corporations that control it make more money and more power and more control if we're there a year or if we're there 20? Dick Cheney says 20, at least. You see, you're not, and you associate yourself with the oil companies, with the defense contractors. You know, there's this idea. In fact, I hear a lot of people calling the shows now, they're just honest. You know what? We need that oil. We need to kill all them ragheads. And if you said anything else racist about any other group, it wouldn't be accepted. Why is it acceptable to call Arabs, Muslims, subhuman? And then to run around saying they're all planning to kill us. They have 14-inch fangs dripping with acid. They're giant vampiric werewolves. It's just mindless. And Bill Gertz, who really ought to write an article about CIA-controlled reporters. I wonder if he could write an article about that. I wonder if he has the insight on it. Maybe Mr. Phony Bill Gertz, who talked about Bill Clinton and missile secrets and supercomputers all day, Bush takes all restrictions off. Bill Gertz never writes another article about it. Again, folks, I've had him on and confronted him about it. Political whore. Political prostitute. Maybe Bill Gertz could... just that whole crowd about how, and now Iran's got a EMP bomb that'll knock us into this actual primitive caveman land. It's a Stone Age, and it'll be over for America, and they could hit us within 30 minutes. They don't even change the scripts. Let me tell you the truth about the Arabs. I'm talking about the Iranians, who are the Persians. There was no one there in Saudi Arabia, in Oman, and places like that. There was no real civilization. It was Bedouin, goat herders, just wandering about in the desert. And you'd have local tribes that had been killing each other for thousands of years, and the British government and the U.S. government went in, and they'd back whoever the strongest was and whoever played ball. And in 1918 or 1920, they shut the whole place up. And then in 1950, they radicalized them and took the most extreme religious writings, and our government printed tens of millions, this is all public, and whole shiploads and plane loads of the most radical stuff. Kill all Westerners, kill, slaughter, murder. I mean, that's how advanced the globalists are. They actually paid to proliferate the most radical Islamic views and to make them become the mainstay in many of those countries. To supposedly be to fight the communists, to stop. And people go, well, that is true, but so what? Now they're a threat. Kill them. Parking lot. Kill every one of them. But all those soft people that say that, I'd like to see them be able to go over to Iraq like the troops do and just walk up to a little girl and shoot them five times in the head. And then see if it's, see what they're really saying. Because I hear it all the time. Don't you just kill every one of us. Get that all for ourselves. As if you're going to get any of that oil for yourself. As if any of that oil is going to go into your little pocket. The very same globalists that are engineering this war have engineered your job out of this country. They openly say America's gone. China's rising. It's over for us. We're being shut down right now. And our last energies, our last substance, our last... core is being burnt, is being expended in the engine of world government. And out of that will be disgraced and take third world status as China and others rise. And that's what the CFR says on C-SPAN as they laugh at you. As they laugh at you, and as Bill Clinton and the Bushes team up and manipulate everybody, and I think the war's good, I'm Bill Clinton. And Bush struts around on his cowboy set, out there with his cowboy hat with the hay bales and the rest of it. I mean, it was shameful to listen to these people calling into that talk show last night and bleating. Here's this guy that calls in and goes, look, I didn't like Bill Clinton. I'm a conservative, but we've been lied to. And then let me tell you, this is getting really serious. And and we need to get out of there. And what are you, some kind of queer boy? I ain't about to wave a white flag. Just unbelievable. Remember what I said down the road.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The most incredible thing about this TV show that we're about to play a clip of is that the Australian media, and I've done this myself, goes out and interviews Americans on the street, and some of them just openly come out and say that let's just kill everyone. They're all slaves, they're all evil, they're all bad, we're America, we're a superpower, we're all holy, let's torture them, let's kill all their children, because they might want to hurt our children. because they're evil, because they torture, so we're going to torture them. And but last night, listening to that radio show, they were defending the torture. We just got to get tough in this fight. And then they went on to say, so what if our government's paying for newscasts and paying for articles over in Iraq? And so what if they're doing it domestically? The host, locally on the radio, big station, actually was going, well, Al-Qaeda puts out fake reports, and we've got to counter Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, give me a break. You mean CIA terror front to create a pretext for control. Al-Qaeda puts out false reports, so we've got to put false reports out in America and overseas, and it's good. So, see, now they've gone from, we don't put out fake reports, there's no fake news, the Pentagon's not planting news stories, to, well, absolutely, that's freedom. Now, I mean, we all grew up learning that Russia was evil because they had state-controlled fake news. They even had newspapers that claimed to be independent that were state-controlled. China does that. And now there was always the corporate, private connection nexus with government. Now it's just overt. And they're going to have private mercenaries in America that, quote, control our daily lives. So now they'll belong to private corporations. And by the way, of the 100 biggest economies, 44 of them are now corporations. And some of the biggest economies, well, Walmart now, what, is the eighth largest economy in the world itself. Walmart is the eighth largest economy in the world, okay? And 44 of the 100, do you understand what's happening here? And then these same corporations put on some info babe with thick lipstick looking at you, all smiling at you, trained to make you feel like she likes you. It's a television set. It's a person in New York City behind a camera with a teleprompter. But it's all designed. They teach this in these schools to make you think everything's secure, everything's fine, you can trust them. Look, I'm a sexy info babe, she says. Arabs all need to die is basically the message. They're all devils. We're good. You can trust me. But the problem is the globalists are in control of this country and are dismantling it. And so we're going to play, last week I played the TV clip where the news show with the comedy segment on it, it's kind of like the Daily Show is here, goes out and interviews people and it says, well, who should we attack? And a bunch of people thought that Australia was Iran. And I found this myself. In fact, I'm going to go out in the near future with a map and do the same thing because it's so important to illustrate. And you know, everybody needs to be attacked. France needs to be invaded because they didn't submit properly. And by the way, there was a Pentagon report saying that might actually need to happen. So, I mean, this is the insanity of these people. And then we now have the second part of this newscast, this little piece, where they're saying how many countries should be invaded? 5, 6, 10, 20? And people are, oh, absolutely unlimited. And, of course, PNAC says, we're not going to play that clip this segment. We'll go ahead and pot that down. We'll play the clip in the next segment. But it's just amazing. But they'll argue with you. They don't have any facts. They're dumb as dirt, dumb as a fence post. They have no facts, no nothing. And if you try to argue with them, they'll just go, ah, it's a lie, just back off, boy. But here's the good news. A couple years ago, 40-50%, depending on the poll, believed the propaganda. Now it's down to around 28-32%, depending on which poll you want to believe. Now it's okay for the Morgan Reynolds and the Paul Craig Roberts and the Ron Pauls and the Bob Barrs and the General Janice Karpinskis and how many others have we had on? I mean, it's getting ridiculous to come on and say martial law could be set up in America. It looks like we're going into a dictatorship of the elite. They may take our guns. They are building camps. World government is here. I mean, I've had these guests on all saying this. All saying the same thing. Conservatives, predominantly. Real conservatives. Not the type of conservative that thinks Bush spending more money than all presidents combined is conservative. Not people that think signing on to UNESCO and the UN to regulate our daily lives is good. Not people that pass laws to forcibly psychologically test and drug us. Not people who want total blanket amnesty for all illegal aliens. That just isn't conservative, so shut up! Don't you ever think you're going to get away with it, you scumbags!
You are killing this country, and I will resist you, scum!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want to play this clip of, this isn't taken out of context. I mean, I've experienced this. This is what I'm always talking about. This clip where people are just like, invade them all, we rule. Because we're the boss and you're going to do what we say. I mean, that's not America. Just saying that we'll take over whoever we want, we'll kill whoever we want, and the other delusional part of it is, as if our government could do it. I mean, we are 4% of the world's population. We had half the wealth about 20 years ago. Now, most of that has been transferred into the elite hands. We are becoming a blue-collar nation. We were the only country in modern history, and one of the few in world history, that had a large middle class. In fact, middle classes were really unknown until the Renaissance and then the Industrial Revolution. We had a huge middle class. The majority of Americans could be considered middle class. Now it is a very small group that you can truly call middle class. We've gone from 60% of people being considered middle class in the national statistics down to about 30%. And a lot of those folks are what they call in England keeping up appearances, trying to keep that station, trying to have the trappings of the middle classdom. And you watch, again, the very globalists that are saying, kill every one of them Arabs, get them, mindless mob psychology.
They're the very ones systematically dismantling this country and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and your children's future. And none of it has anything to do with little brown men from Saudi Arabia, little brown men from Afghanistan. Absolutely nothing. It's all the Arabs are, all the Persians are, all the Muslims are, is a red flag, a red cape to jiggle in front of the bull's face, so you'll charge into that, and right behind it's a sharp, pointed sword to be driven into your chest. And 9/11 is the little barb, one of the little barbs they throw into the back of the bull's back, into that ganglia of nerves behind their neck, to get him into a frothing, mindless process of just raging. They have a term for it. Raging bull, seeing red. They see the cape. They lose control. They begin kicking and bronking. And that's all. Oklahoma City, ah, a little dart. 9/11, bigger dart. First World Trade Center attack, openly cooked by the FBI, openly an FBI operation. Another barb in the back. And so we're raging and kicking a bull that's raging will ram into steel walls, ram into brick walls, ram into just whatever, just frothing loudly. And so they can just direct us wherever they want. Get them! Get them! I mean, even if you believe their official story, Iraq didn't attack us, but again, does a raging bull care? Just get them! Get them! Meanwhile, it is the matador. The New World Order is the matador. And he's there going, come on, bull, get it, get it. Come on, come get the red cape. Come get the red curtain. All right, we're going to go to your calls coming up here, but I want to get into this, all this poison in the vaccines and in the drugs. A lot of new stories on that today, and this is something we don't cover enough here. It's just so much evidence now pouring out. The levee has broken on this. The truth is out. It's good to go from total ridicule to what we said a decade ago, being absolute, common, admitted, accepted fact. Common. Passé, but still people submit to it. But there is hope, though. If we totally discredit these criminals, if we totally get that healthy distrust of government again that the Founding Fathers tried to impart to us, then the globalists can't get away with us anymore. Then we're not a raging bull. We're human beings made in the image of God. But regardless, before I play this clip, Christmas is coming up. The holidays are here. And instead of going out, as many of you are doing, I have not yet been out Christmas shopping. Well, that's not true. I've been to a bookstore and bought a few books. But instead of rampaging like a raging bull through the malls, running up your credit cards. By the way, anybody that tells you to run up credit cards and run up debt is absolute scum. I just thought I'd say that on the record. Run up your credit cards, you know, run up your debt. They've changed the bankruptcy laws, by the way, folks. Oh, and I have an article today. They're out there mailing out, as I've already pointed out. It's just common sense. I've noticed that once you've got a little bit of money, you don't get sent credit cards for every few months. But when I was totally broke in college, literally eating ramen noodle twice a day, I constantly got credit cards almost every day. There might be three or four, five a week at times. And I, of course, had one credit card, never used it. And I remember they finally just canceled it. And said, well, you've got to keep a minimum balance on this to even have it. I mean, I might use it once or twice when I've forgotten cash. But see, side issue, that's coming up. That's in the stack. Record amounts of credit cards being sent out to those who were destitute, see, because they got some nice plans for everybody. See, the debtors' prisons are coming back, but under a new name, a new guise, community service, attached to the proper corporation. But side issue, instead of running around buying junk that no one wants, buying the nose hair trimmers, the fruitcakes, the curling irons that you don't even know your wife wants, or the foot massage thing, you know, we've all done it. Why not just go to InfoWars.com and your one-stop shop? We have slashed prices in many cases above 75%. We got deals for some of my newest DVDs for $5.95, $9.95. We got T-shirts for $9.95, normally $20. Made in America. instead of signing up for a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for all of my films, my Whitley TV reports, special video reports. I mean, I go to England and places and do reports for you folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, instead of getting 3 months free when you sign up for a year, now you're getting 5 months free until the first of the year. 5 months free. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get a monthly membership. Get a yearly membership. And give somebody that trial membership for $5.95. Comes out to 19 cents a day. The yearly comes out to 11 cents a day. So think about that. PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Paul Watson's book. Burn and download copies of all my films to DVD or to disc or offload it to a VHS machine. It doesn't matter. It's all there. An activist dynamo, a armory in the info war, laden with weapons of truth, proven to smash enemy fortresses, to smash enemy lies, to destroy their capital ships and their propaganda drones, literally, in the info war. Come into the armory, get the weapons, and go after the New World Order. My new film, Martial Law, is so good. Three films in one, you gotta have it. I just want people to see it. That's what I love. Knowing you're getting it, knowing you're making copies of it, knowing you're educating others. Again, I want to thank those that have gotten the films, and I want to thank those that have done that. Go to Infowars.com to order DVDs or VHS or books on tape or T-shirts. It's all there. So many new books and videos we've added, Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership for yourself. And wink, wink, if you want to get one for yourself, then give the same passcode to your grandma or your son or daughter as the gift. Fine, it's just that it ends up costing us even more to add servers and has become a problem, password sharing. I wish you wouldn't do it with too many people, but then my other side of me just wants the stuff to be seen, so I'm kind of like, give it to everyone, yes, yes, but then it degrades service, and we have to keep upgrading, so don't share it with too many people. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership now. Do not wait. Or call toll free to get the films. It'll answer your questions, tell you about different specials, what the films cover. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do not wait. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. Get the new film, Order of Death, that on the same DVD as the original, but updated, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The new film and that original on the same DVD or VHS for the same price. It's just, I just want to get the information out. So again, Infowars.com. Okay, here's the clip. And here's the Associated Press. Most Iraqis oppose troops' presence. More Iraqis disapprove of the U.S. presence forces in their country, yet they are optimistic about Iraq's future and their own personal lives, according to a new poll. Let me stop right there. Two-thirds do not like it. But another percentage feels optimistic. It's all still a low percentage. I'll try to read it all later. We don't have time. But let me just add this. What they admit is that hundreds of newspapers in Iraq, basically every newspaper that's allowed to operate, is secretly controlled completely by the Pentagon, and most of the articles are written in the United States. And this has all come out in the last week, more details of it, called information warfare, worse than we thought. New York Times reports, yeah, they should know. Takes one to know one. And what it says is that the Iraqis were shocked to learn that most of the articles they were reading were written by Americans in America. Yeah, written by the CIA. They were that good. And you know why they were that good? Because they would badmouth the Americans, but then add lies and use reverse psychology. Those dumb Americans, they've been trying to get the water on and get people food and set up a college, but they're so stupid that the terrorists were able to attack them, and then they're pathetically laying around crying and dying, and it's just... And people go, well, they're trying, at least. They're trying to help me. Oh, those dumb Americans, you know, a bunch of them have been killed, so they shot up a car full of kids, and it was an accident, but they're idiots when it was actually on purpose. So it's just so sophisticated. It's the same thing here. And then they get caught doing it, and she says, "We'll show what they're lying to us." Yeah, and that news gets picked up here. Everybody knows that there's no separation. That news that's over there gets picked up by our news. Well, there were reports that this are happening. And then any time anybody does anything that's actually truly critical, a huge military SWAT team raids it and arrests everyone at the newspaper for writing mild stuff. So there are no free newspapers. There is no freedom. So next time you get on the radio and you go, "They're allowed to vote now. They're allowed to have newspapers. They got freedom. Why aren't we hearing about that?" We are hearing about it by CIA and Defense Intelligence garbage and State Department garbage. And don't just think it's the Iraqis. Thousands of reporters in radio, TV, and print are on government payroll. They're pulling checks from Department of Defense, Central Intelligence, NSA, Department of Labor, Health and Human Services, Agriculture. Some of the worst stuff just comes out of these benign-sounding agencies. I mean, let me just give you the 101. When your government's spending billions, hundreds of millions per program for fake news, brother, you ain't in a free country. Or you're in a country sliding real fast in the pit of hell. Now, I mean, do I have to explain that to people? I know I'm ranting. It's just that show last night. Anytime I need energy, anytime I'm getting tired of fighting the New World Order, which occasionally happens, I just tune in and hear it. And it is sick. It is just sick. Let's go ahead and... And the person locally, I don't think, is an agent on the local radio channel doing that. They just tune into Limbaugh and regurgitate whatever Limbaugh and Hannity say. And then they think that's how they get ahead in life. And they decide that's their ideology. They decide they believe it's the truth. They fool themselves. Let's go ahead and roll this clip. Listen to this. This is Americans being asked by Australian TV. This is a new clip from the same show over there. Equivalent of their daily show, what country should be attacked? And listen to the brazen ignorance. Number one, that we could do all this, take over the whole world. Number two, that it's our right. I mean, this is called Russia, the evil empire, Nazi, you know, the evil empire. This is what Julius Caesar, this is empire, folks. This is, and you think you're going to be free in a country that does this? Well, you're only like you're going to be part of this power? That's another misnomer. Now here are people who literally... In the same piece, cannot find where countries are on a map, basic countries, don't know anything about their own history. Most Americans in polls think the Civil War was the Revolutionary War. Cannot tell you the difference, though there is a 70-plus year difference, separation. Go ahead and roll it.
Other than Iraq, how many countries should the U.S. be allowed to invade during the War on Terror?
Three? Yep.
Six or as many as it likes.
As many as we like.
And why do you say that?
Because we are the superpower. We control the world.
Actually, as many as we have to, so as many as they like.
Let's go with three.
Three. And why do you choose that one?
Because in certain circumstances, with countries harboring terrorists, we have the right to go in and get them.
Sure.
And kill them like they're killing us.
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay, why seven?
Well, that's the ones involved in it. We know about that, so...
Right, okay, which seven are they?
Well, I don't want to name those.
Shit, everybody other than Great Britain.
What about Australia?
Australia better get in line and go hang out with Great Britain and leave us alone.
Those we know are involved.
Right.
That's what we're doing, surgically removing those involved. The innocent people won't get hurt if we can help it.
To properly avenge September 11, how many Iraqi civilians should the U.S. kill? A, the same number as the September 11 death toll, B, 10 times the September 11 death toll, or C, unlimited?
As many as they need to.
The same, just to even it out, I guess.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. And that could range from anything of the whole of Baghdad to whatever's needed.
The whole country.
Whatever.
No, I think we should have blew up the whole country.
It's horrible to have, like, civilian casualties, but as many as needed.
Civilians?
Civilians, yeah.
They better get out the way.
They can make the whole country into a big glass parking lot for all I care.
What do you think the U.S. invasion of Iraq should be called? A, Operation God's Fist. B, The Empire Strikes Back. Or C, The Final Solution.
I like God's Fist.
Why do you like that one?
Because God's wrath is upon their heads.
Final Solution.
Why do you like that one?
Because that's the way it should be, the Final Solution. The people, once they see what we're doing, they're going to get behind us.
I think it should be called Vote for Me on Election Day. Final Solution. Finishing it up then.
Right,
okay. Is there Iraqi fraud?
What's an appropriate amount of Baghdad for the U.S. military to destroy? A, at least half of it. B, all of it. C, only the bits where people live.
I guess all of it.
No reason.
All of it.
All of it. Why do you say that?
It's what I believe. They came over and... I just have my beliefs. If they want to come over here and do that crap, then we should go... I don't even have a problem with just destroying the whole city.
How does he feel about the USU?
We're going to play the rest later there at the end because we ran out of time. Back it up a little bit. Now, folks, understand, Australia has been in the war, big ally. We need to go after them, too. And there was a thing out at Crawford where this guy had a thing that said, against the war, then you're for terrorists. But on the top of the sign said, against the war. So they physically assaulted him, and he was going, no, I'm with you, I'm for you. And they were, like, punching him and kicking him. This was in the Associated Press. Yeah! And then finally they saw it and, like, lifted him up and said, we're sorry, he's one of us. I mean, I was out there. I had him just, back off, scum! And I'm like, but the border's wide open. Just shut up, scum! You're one of them right-wing Republicans there. And I'm like, what? I mean, it's just mindlessness. Just, you heard them, just nuke and just kill everyone. And they'll just be pointing out random countries, not even knowing where they are. Just kill him, kill him, kill him. You ask how the Nazis put people in the concentration camps? Because it was the enemy. It was the enemy. They got to be killed. Where are you, Al-Qaeda boy?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're posting the second part of this video up on InfoWars.com right now. And the same people that are saying they're going to get behind us once they realize we're helping them are the same ones saying, let's nuke and kill all of them. because Iraq attacked us on 9/11, but I thought, well, they're saving them. And this isn't even the type of war where you drop nukes. But remember Fallujah, the, I don't know, 80, 90,000 people, and a few dozen go and hang up some mercenaries, some contractors. And so people were on the air going, let's kill everyone in the city, nuke them, that will teach them. And Ann Coulter called for that. You know, just nuking toddlers. Let's just nuke them because someone killed our precious contractors that set off the side of the road shooting carloads of families driving by. We have the video of it. Shut up. I mean, this is insane. This is totally go ahead and play the rest of the clip, please.
All of it.
All of it. Why do you say that?
It's what I believe. They came over and, I don't know, I just have my beliefs. If they want to come over here and do that crap, then we should go... I don't even have a problem with just destroying the whole city.
How would you feel about the U.S. using nuclear weapons against Iraq? A, support it, B, strongly support it, or C, can't understand what we're waiting for?
Can't understand why we're waiting.
Right.
So long.
A, support it.
Right. Okay, why is that?
Because they did the same to us.
Sure.
I mean, like,
if they had
killed a lot of people, yeah.
None of the above, unless they strike first, then incinerate the bloody bastards and take them straight to hell like we did the Japanese in the Second War.
Now, understand, folks, Iraq was our ally. Attacked who they were told to attack, did exactly as ordered. They said, go ahead and go into Kuwait. He said, yes, ma'am, to April Gillespie. And boom, all this happens. Mossadegh, pro-America, anti-communist, wants a little bit of their own oil. They go in, blow stuff up, blame it on him, take him out. That's admitted. Put the Shah in, they get the Ayatollah Khomeini. Now look at what we have today. This isn't about freedom. It's admittedly for the oil companies. It's admittedly for centralization of power. It's not free market. It's mafia tactics. And notice these people can't even find Iraq on a map, but they're saying nuke it. Nuke it. What does that mean? Nuke it. You see, there's no connection to reality. These people have never butchered a hog. They've never been in a car wreck. They've never been held at gunpoint. And I haven't lived that. I haven't done that much. I mean, they haven't seen what combat is. They haven't ever experienced pain. They're just these soft nobodies just on the side of the street going, let's nuke a whole bunch of countries. And then that one guy, they said, hey, let's go into seven countries. He said, okay, what seven? Oh, I don't want to get into that. Oh, no, because you don't know what seven countries you even want to invade. You want to invade countries, whole lives, whole worlds, whole peoples, who are just as important as you are, who love their kids probably a lot more than you do. Just dirt farmers out there, nobodies, goat herders. But you don't even know what country they're in. You just know you want to kill somebody. You people are a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmers. You're sick. We're sick as a society. But you've got a real threat, 30 million illegal aliens plus here, losing all our jobs, diseases spreading all over the place, leprosy, TB, all of this. You don't even know about it, and you don't even care. And if the school tries to force drug your kid, you're going to lay down to it. You'll lay down to any tyranny that's out there, but you'll sit there and hate some imaginary Arab who literally were a bunch of cavemen till the bankers came along. This is shameful. This is absolutely shameful. I know we got loaded phones and guests coming up, but I have all this other news to cover. Mainstream news articles admitting you don't take vaccines, you don't get autism. Mainstream news saying you take serotonin reuptake inhibitors, birth defects out the wazoo. Well, I mean, the molecules of this stuff is deadly poison. It actually rots holes in your brain. You might as well snort methamphetamine. It'll send you to the grave just as fast.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.